Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to The Best Football Show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Oh, hello. Welcome to The Best Football Show. I'm excited to be here with you all today. You can find this Best Football Show by downloading a free Odyssey app. Odyssey.com, finding The Best Football Show, following us. I'm here 3 days a week talking football. And you can follow me at Baldy NFL on Instagram, on X, on Threads, YouTube, you name it. I'm out there. TikTok. I'm on all the platforms. But let's just get to some breaking news, news of the day. Von Miller, the great Von Miller, with 136 career sacks, came to this league in 2011. What a draft that was. Second pick in the draft. He's from Dallas. Went to DeSoto High School. He's going and signing with the Dallas Cowboys. And I've been around Vaughn a lot this year. We did a little business thing together. I was with Vaughn at the Sack Summit. He's coming off a year in Washington where he led the Commanders with 9 sacks. Playing 31% of the snaps, he got 9 sacks. I saw him week 18 last year. Washington was playing Philly. And Vaughn was on the sideline with the Commanders, and I was talking to him. And, he's like, I'm only playing 30% of the snaps, Baldy. I'm still putting up numbers. And he is. Like, he can still – he never stops working out. He never stops getting ready. Like, he's going to give Dallas – he might lead the Cowboys in sacks. He's better than Malachi Lawrence. He's better than Rashawn Gary. He's better than Donovan Ezeraku. Like, he's better than all those guys. Like, he gives them a real consistent pass rush off the edge. And he doesn't have to start. They've got all the guys that can do that. But the other news was they extended Quinnen Williams. After they traded for him last year from the New York Jets, Quinnen gets an extension with the Cowboys. Jerry Jones makes him one of those $100 million defensive tackles. They want him to be part of the long-term plans. Park Washington, the new defensive coordinator, showed some stuff in the first preseason game. A lot of disguised blitzes. He blitzed. He didn't try to run from it. They did some things against Seattle in that first game. So that's kind of the breaking news. There's a lot of injuries out there, but I don't want to get into injuries. It's just negative right now. Guys get hurt. It's unfortunate. Kyle Manungai, he's going to be out for a while in Chicago, but Rashawn Johnson will step in. They're not going to shy away from running the football in Chicago. Let's get to the first week of the preseason because I've watched basically at least a half of every game, maybe more, depending on who I was watching. And I was posting stuff, and I just got tremendous reaction. Tremendous. People really we have other breaking news. Najee Harris, who was out last year, was an Achilles tear with the Chargers. He just signed with the Giants. And honestly, after Tyrone Tracy Jr. blew a blitz call that got Jackson Dart hurt, sent to the tent, at least shooken up. Maybe they make a change, a backup running back to Scataboo. But they sign Najee Harris. He goes from one hardball to another. These guys, Jim and John, talk all the time. Najee has been a big back. That's what they want to be. The Giants got bigger at every position this year, right? Bigger on the offensive line, bigger at receiver. You saw the touchdown by Malachi Fields. But bigger at inside linebacker, Arvell Reese, Tremaine Edmonds. Bigger at corner, Colton Hood comes in. Now, just bigger, So it doesn't surprise me that Najee Harris gets signed. I thought they needed a running back. And so he comes to the Giants. Breaking news. Okay. Let's get to week one this week because, you turn on the games and there's Josh Allen starting for the Buffalo Bills. Taking him down, classic Josh Allen. Scramble drill, finds Keon Coleman for a touchdown, right? Probably plays 15, 18 snaps for the Bills. There's Joe Burrow out there getting hit, getting sacked. Joe Burrow for Cincinnati. Bryce Young against Buffalo out there starting. Cam Ward against the 49ers out there with the starting unit. Malik Willis going out there for the Miami Dolphins, taking the team on a 14-play drive and a touchdown. We saw quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks, getting time. And what that says, I think more than those guys getting time, is these teams don't want to wait till September 13th or whenever they open the season. You know, we open up on a Wednesday, a Thursday, and a Sunday. They don't want to wait till September 13th to see what they have, to see how they click, to see the timing. They don't want to wait for scrimmages. You know, I'm going to be at a Dolphin-Giant scrimmage this Thursday. You know, the Eagles are scrimmaging this week. Teams don't want to wait till scrimmages. Like, they want hitting. They want contact. They want the guys, you know, the mental process of assignment, you know, being an assignment perfect. And they want to see the carryover from the offseason to the preseason, to games. I don't know how much more, you know, we're going to see other quarterbacks. Does Baker Mayfield get on the field? Does, you know, you just go through the list of the guys. Does Jalen Hurts play in preseason? Will we see Matt Stafford? You know, like, will we see Sam, you know, Darnold? I mean, I don't know if we're going to see a lot of these guys. We saw Kyler Murray in Minnesota. But we also saw some rookie quarterbacks who played very well, starting with Fernando Mendoza. Fernando, you know, came out of Cal, came out of Indiana, national champions, spent almost all of his college career in the shotgun. There he is under center for Clint Kubiak in this system. Got to learn it. It's a league-wide trend. Get under center, taking snaps, play action passes, wide zone, bootlegs. We're seeing the whole league. It's a league-wide trend. Two tight ends, three tight end sets. We're seeing it in preseason. Ty Simpson from the Rams was awesome. 21 to 25, 190 yards, two touchdown passes. Like, he ran the offense. He doesn't have Matt Stafford's arm, but he made some good throws. He made some throws in his zone coverages, read defense as well, got a chance to play a lot of football, and played very, very well. Now, is he worth the 13th pick in the draft? I don't know. It's preseason games. We're not going to get too crazy. But you got to look at these guys. You have to begin evaluating them. Ty Simpson played very, very well. Curtis Rourke for the 49ers, you know, coming out of Indiana, played well. Missed all last year. Basically a rookie. You know, tore his Achilles last year for the 49ers. Got a chance to play. Played pretty good. Showed movement. Showed ball skills. Showed, you know, finding the open receiver. Throw a hell of a pass to Sean Stribling down the sideline for 32 yards. A little back shoulder fade route. Perfect throw. Nice job of Stribling going up to get the ball. Let's get into some of the coaching, okay? Like I mentioned, Jeff Heflin. I like him a lot. I'm going to see him on Thursday against the Giants. The guy is just a straight shooter. Like when he talks to you, and he's talking to the media, whatever. He feels like, you feel like, A, you're learning something. B, he has something to say. He is all about ball. He was a head coach at Boston College, coach in the NFL. You know, obviously comes out of the defense coordinator position with Green Bay. His first year in Green Bay, he told you exactly what he wanted to do. Wanted to press the outside receivers. Wanted to force things into the middle of the field. Wanted to rob the middle of the field. David McKinney had 9 interceptions first year. Like, he wants to take the ball away. They tied for the league lead in takeaways his first year. Second year, he gets you watch him move Micah Parsons around. Green Bay was 9-2-1 with Heflin as a defense coordinator. And honestly, Micah Parsons, in that game against Detroit, they were 9-2-1. He was on his way to maybe being the defensive player of the year. Heflin could coach. You look at some of the coordinators. Brian Fleury in Seattle. Got to take over for Clint Kubiak. Where's Fleury come from? He comes from San Francisco. Learned under Kyle Shanahan. You watch him run power in the run game. And then play action pass off of it and hits, you know, Aurora over the middle. Sets up their opening touchdown of the game. You look at Parker Washington in Dallas and how he disguised coverage, how he blitzed, how he disguised his fronts. Parker Washington's, especially with, you know, getting Von Miller now and along with Quinnen Williams and Rashawn and the whole group, Rashawn Gary, like, I'm expecting big things if those corners can hold up in Dallas. And then let's just get to the rookies, because I thought a lot of rookies really popped. Casey Concepcion, you know, catches a third down pass, you know, from Deshaun Watson. He takes a fly sweep, 16 yards for a touchdown. And it is vintage KC. I mean, he's got to outrun the defense. They got him flanked. He gets to the edge. He does a great job of staying in bounds, then extending from the 3-yard line to get the ball to the pylon for the touchdown. KC Concepcion. We didn't get to, you know, Denzel Boston, but those two rookies look really good, along with Spencer Fanneau. Fanneau looked really good at left tackle for Cleveland. And so I thought Cleveland's draft class looked really strong at the very top. Arvell Reese with the New York Giants, I think he played 12 or 14 plays. He blew up one play, just fired his, you know, just fired in all cylinders, blew a couple plays up. Just smash mouth. I mean, just downhill, blew it all up. You see the burst. You see the movement. There's talk that I don't know what's going to happen. The Giants need help at defensive tackle, but if they get that position taken care of, if I was the Giants, I'd go out and trade for Vita Vea. You know, he wants out in Tampa. Like, just go fix the defense with Vita Vea. You lost Dexter Lawrence, and with that pick, you get Arvell Reese. I mean, I think the guy's going to be a star. Bavega Yawani steps in at right guard for the Baltimore Ravens. First play that he's in the game, they run some kind of a bootleg. He basically attacks three defenders in Philadelphia, including Jihad Campbell and the safety and defensive lineman. Like, he's all about contact. He's all about it. Like, he was awesome. Yawani was exactly what Baltimore wanted. They needed just an enforcer on the offensive line. I think they got it in Vivega Yawani. Let me mention three other players, maybe more, of guys that you don't know, probably didn't know anything about, but I'm here to tell you. You watch Jamarie Cromer from the Chicago Bears. He had 2 sacks, 6 tackles, forced fumble, a sack, forced fumble, and a fumble recovery on the 5th play, number 59. For the Chicago Bears. He's a rookie at a James Madison University. I think he's a 26-year-old rookie. He's one of those guys, you know, played a lot of college football. But, man, like, I know it's preseason. I know he's going up against backups in Cleveland. But violent at the point. Consistent pass rush. I mean, long arm, speed to power, ghosted DeJuan Jones, and flushed Dylan Gabriel. But got to hit Shedeur Sanders on a blitz zero look. The guy's got bend. He's got power. He's 6'3". He's 268 pounds. He's got power. He's got bend. I want to see more of Jamarie Cromer, all right, for the Chicago Bears. There's an opening at defensive end for the Chicago Bears. And who knows? He might go get it. He was as good as any rookie defensive lineman I saw. How about Inez Cooper of the New York Jets? He was a 6th-round pick of the Jets at the University of Miami. Think about it. Miami got Markel Bell, who was the Eagles' 3rd-round pick, who looked great at right tackle for the Eagles. Maybe he's the heir apparent to Lane Johnson. Lane says he's great. He's 6'9 and a half. He's 340 pounds. He played very well. But then you look at, you know, you look at the Giants' first pick, right? CeCe Marinoa. Where these guys all come out of Miami, right? Who's coaching the offense line in Miami? It's Mario Cristobal. What are they doing in Miami? They're full pads in spring practice. I went out and watched some practice. They're going up against Ruben Bain and Akeem Mezidor. Like, they get after it at Miami. And you're looking at these guys. Last year, Jalen Rivers came out of Miami, right? A guard, a tackle, got drafted. They are producing offensive linemen. It's a factory. But not just that. It's the way they coach them. It's the way they practice him. Inez Cooper played the second half for the Jets at right guard. He looked very good. And how about Willie Lampkin? You know, he was drafted by the Rams last year, played very well in the preseason. I did some breakdowns on him, was released, picked up by the Eagles, spent a year on the practice squad, and he played center and he played right guard. Now, he's really undersized. I mean, he's 5'11". He's 290. But he is a pit bull. You watch him against Baltimore. It doesn't matter what position he played. He's putting guys on the ground. He's staying attached. The feet just never stop moving. Like, he moves people. He stays on linebackers. He gets to the second level. Willie Lampkin was really impressive. And he showed he could play center. That's his natural position. That's what he was at North Carolina. That's what I saw at the Senior Bowl last year. Not this year, but last year. He was impressive at the Senior Bowl. Look, he's an undersized offensive lineman. Is there a place for these guys? I don't know. But I thought Willie Lampkin really popped. And I'm anxious to see him play more guard and tackle, because he's going to have to play guard and tackle to be a backup swing guy. But he was very good. So that's my look at a lot of things. Week one, quarterbacks, coaching, rookies, news of the day with Von Miller getting signed. There'll be more news tomorrow. We'll be back here tomorrow to talk about it. I look forward to joining me right here on the Best Football Show. As I said, Najee Harris signed with the Giants today. A good signing for the Giants, especially if he's fully healthy. Big back. Giants want to get bigger at every position. They're a bigger team, much bigger, and more physical. Under Harbaugh, that's what you're going to get. All right, everybody, that's been the Best Football Show. I'll be back here tomorrow to talk more football with you.